Okay, we are recording.
All right, I'd like to call the, call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on August 3rd, 2020 at 9:30 p.m. We'll call Eric Freeze here, Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Bart Peterson.
Here.
Charles Boffman.
Here.
Jennifer Fadley.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Fadley said she would be late.
Okay, thank you. Karen Whiteford?
Here.
Amber Jones?
Here.
Sabrina Gunn?
Here.
All right, we have the Declaration of Conflicts of Interest. Hearing none, I will move on to number four, discuss amendment approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes for July 6th, 2020.
This is Bart. I'm going to approve the regular session meeting minutes of July 6th, 2020.
This is Cheryl, I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for July 6th, 2020. All those in favor?
Oh, roll call vote. Eric Freeze?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Charles Buffman?
Abstain.
And Jennifer Fadley is absent.
Okay. I would entertain a motion. Oh, excuse me. Hearing no oppositions, the regular session meeting minutes for July 6, 2020 have been approved. I would entertain a motion to approve the special session meeting minutes for July 17, 2020.
This is Chuck. I move to approve the special meeting minutes of July 17, 2020.
This is Bart. I'll second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the special session meeting minutes for July 17, 2020. All those in favor?
Eric Freeze?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Abstain.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Charles Buffman?
Aye.
And Jennifer Fadley is absent.
Okay, hearing no oppositions, the special session meeting minutes for July 17, 2020 have been approved. Number five, review future board meeting schedule. Obviously, we still don't know whether we're doing in-person or WebEx, just the dates available. We're very good with those specific dates.
I'll be in the World Series on October 5th, so I may not be here.
You're up for this again, attaboy.
I love it.
Okay, well, let's hope you're in the World Series, because I've got one ticket.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yep. All right, number six, review discussion of possible actions, complaints, investigations, and compliance. We obviously have no reviews whatsoever in terms of renewals and or initials. Number seven, consent agenda. I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda, to ratify the consent agenda as written.
This is Chuck. I move to ratify the consent agenda of 21 initial applications and 77 renewal reinstatement applications.
This is Bart. I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor?
Eric Freeze?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Charles Buffman?
Aye.
And Jennifer Fadley is absent.
Okay, hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been read. Number eight, review consideration possible actions, applications for licensure, no initials and for renewals. Number nine, review discussion thoughts regarding whether to include the practice of dry needling through the rulemaking process. I would make a motion to go into executive session.
For legal advice?
Legal advice.
Cheryl, I'm
It's been moved and seconded to go into the executive session for legal advice. All those in favor?
Eric Friese?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Charles Buffman?
Aye.
And Jennifer Fadley is absent, unless that was her that just joined us. No. Okay. Okay, so for all the members of the public that are on the call or in the WebEx meeting, I'm going to move you into the lobby because the executive session is confidential. I'll move you to the lobby. You won't be able to hear it. And then as soon as we return to regular session, I'll move you back into the meeting. Okay, so we have a lot of people. It's going to take me a minute.
No worries.
Hi, Sabrina.
I got distracted looking around the back of my house.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I knocked you off? Okay.
So it's just like a piece of fabric, vinyl fabric.
Okay, I'll bring you back in.
The background to make
Thanks.
It look like...
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I need some ivy on there.
I need to draw some ivy on there.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Better a big green wall. Or, sorry, yeah, ivy. That's good.
That'll throw them off.
Boy, this is not fun when there's a lot of people.
Go to the green P at the bottom. No, the way down.
Okay, before I remove all of the call-in users, the ones that are on the telephone, Jennifer Fadley, are you on the call? Boy, as soon as I move people out, another person joins. Let's see. All right. Okay, I have in attendance myself, Amber Jones, Bart Peterson.
Hello?
Sabrina, can you hear?
Karen, I can't hear anything.
Oh, sorry, I had myself muted.
I don't know what's going on. I think you can hear me through my screen. I'm not sure. But I called in. I can call in again. I think I'm in the waiting room right now.
Hold on.
I'm happy to call in again.
Yeah, I put...
I can't hear anything through WebEx.
Okay.
I can only hear through the phone.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, hello?
Hang on, I accidentally put everybody back in again, so I've got to move them.
Isn't this
Hello? Hearing, Mike, can you hear me?
I can, but there's an echo.
Okay, you want me to call back in?
No, because I can probably hear you on your computer as well as the phone. Let's see.
Okay, is this better?
Yes.
Okay.
And I will be very careful not to accidentally put you back out in the lobby. Because we sort of need you.
Maybe sort of.
Okay, the meeting is locked, and I have myself, Amber Jones, Bart Peterson, Sabrina Kahn, Cheryl Ingram, Charles Buffman, and Eric Friese on the call.
Who's the call-in user?
That is Sabrina's phone.
Okay. Okay, and so you have the recording and everything, which or whatever?
Yeah. Okay, now let me get everybody back.
I'm going to set it on the
All right.
File.
No, you're calling him.
Okay, members of the public, we are back in open session. If you would please mute yourselves so we can reduce the background noise. Members of the public, I can still hear some discussion going on. Would you please mute yourself to reduce the background noise?
I'm muted.
Okay, I'm not hearing anything now, are you?
No, I don't hear it.
Anyone have the desire to instruct board staff to investigate putting this on future agendas to discuss qualifications, ramifications, legal liability associated with it, anything that obviously is of concern?
Are you asking for a motion?
I think it's just, we just need to direct board staff in terms of whether we want to do this or not.
Okay. This is Bart. I would move to ask or direct board staff to come up with proposed language, educational background, and the beginnings of so we can investigate the possibility more fully in the future for dry needling. I don't know how to word that.
Chair, do you need more direction than what Bart is telling you?
Well, Mr. Chair, I believe the first step would be for me to contact the governor's office to request an exemption from the rulemaking moratorium, and right. I would likely just add it to the other rules that we're asking to modify. And the governor's office is aware that this is being pursued by the association, and I told them that, you know, we were meeting about it today. And once we get that approval from the governor's office, provided we do, then I would work with the association, both locally and nationally, to come up with the language for those rules.
So, Mr. Chair, I think the way that it's agenda is, it's just for consideration as to whether or not you want to include this through the rulemaking process. If that's the case, then you can just make a motion and vote on that, and then Karen can just do, Ms. Whiteford can explore possible language for the board to review, and then at the next board meeting, we can place it on an agenda to direct her to vote. The board could vote to direct her to seek a rulemaking exemption.
Okay.
Second.
That didn't count.
What Sabrina said. I'll amend my motion to rule what Sabrina said, and Chuck seconds it.
So let's state that a little bit more accurately. So if you want to make that motion, Bart, go, please do so.
I'm trying to remember what Sabrina said.
So basically speaking, to direct board staff whether we want to include that on future agenda items and direct board staff to do so.
I make a motion to direct board staff to include this on future agenda items for the inclusion of the possibility of rulemaking process. I don't know what I said, but I said it.
This is Cheryl, I second.
It has been moved and seconded to include in future board meeting agendas the possibility of including dry needling for the rulemaking process. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Charles Buffman?
Aye.
Jennifer Fadley?
Abstain.
Okay. Hearing no opposition, it has been approved to include it in future agenda items to discuss the rulemaking process for dry needling, as well as directing board staff to collect more information on such subject. I will make it perfectly clear, as Chuck stated, which is a great statement, that it is not, as of this date, approved for athletic trainers to do dry needling. This is simply to continue the discussion along with gathering more information to see if we can investigate making this process happen through the rulemaking process. I am going to give the opportunity for Lori, just because you're the one that's been working specifically with us directly in terms of calling the public related to this specific subject right now. We will do later public. Lori, do you have anything that you would like to provide information to the board related to this subject? You're muted.
Mr. Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Mr. Chair, members of the board, I'd like to thank you for your consideration of going forward and investigating this as a possibility in the rulemaking. That's all I have to say, unless you have specific questions for me. This is all we want, is a conversation about that. We believe that the board has the authority to do this, and we would like we'd like to have this accomplished this way, so we do not have to spend the time, energy, and effort to go back to the legislation for a specific ruling on dry needling, that we believe that this broad acceptance of this as a modality with the board making rules for its future education and requirements of athletic trainers is acceptable, and we're very excited for that possibility.
Okay, thank you, Lori. All right, I'm going to move on to number 10, and then, like I said before, we'll go back to the public if anybody else has anything to discuss on that. Number 10, review, discussion, possible action, board business and reports. Karen, if you'd like to go from there, please.
Agenda item 10A, board staff activities. Board staff continues to work from home. We are finding that we are just as productive or more productive at home, so it's working out well. There are certain activities that have to happen in the office, though, so I go in there once a week and make a deposit, send out mail, and so on. 10B, the financial report. I don't have the 13th month report yet that closes out fiscal year 20. And I don't yet have the report that shows the appropriation by month for fiscal year 2021. But fiscal year 20, we did end up with a positive cash flow in the end. And like I said, in previous meetings, we were told not to spend any money unless we absolutely had to because of the financial crisis that COVID has led to. So I think we had a significant amount of money in there. I did attend a budget meeting, and I'm pretty sure it was after our previous board meeting, where the possibility of having our funds transferred or swept is a fairly real possibility in the future. The state of Arizona will first use federal funds that are dedicated to COVID recovery. Then they have their rainy day fund, and they will use a portion of that to help the state with the deficit, and if that's enough, then they will look at taking some funds. Item number 10C, the update on rulemaking exemption request. I spoke with Trista Guzman Glover on Thursday of last week, and I reminded her that, you know, we're waiting for her or the governor's approval or exemption from the rulemaking process. So she asked me to send the red line document again, and then I told her that we may want to put dry needling on there. So I'll send that to her this afternoon. Item 10D, open board member positions. I spoke with Trista Guzman Glover on Thursday, and she's hoping to have an appointment in September. So we will see.
I guess that is only next month, so.
Yeah, yes. Okay, item 10E, executive director's report. Somehow I have the financial report in here two times, so I already covered that. Oh, no. I am working backwards here. Okay, statistics, item 10C4. We have 864 current licensees. We're down a couple from last month. Let's see, 5 active consent agreements with the next item due on November 4th, 2020. And 3 open investigations, but 2 of those look like they will be handled with a letter because they are not licensees. So,
Karen, what was the reason for the decrease in current licenses? Were they moving out of state or unemployment?
Honestly, I don't know. And it
just didn't renew, right?
Right. Or, yeah. So we might have had 50 people. 50 new licensees, but only 48 renewed, you know, so.
Right.
And it could be that they are renewing late. And, you know, we have the COVID issue as well, so some people aren't working. They may not be aware of the fee waiver that we're offering. But when they come back to work, then they'll see that it's there.
Is it worth reiterating that on the website, or am I?
The fee waiver?
Right.
It's on the front page of the website.
Okay.
Item 10F, administrative project status, policies and procedures. I said last month that I would have a policy and procedure for you to approve on verifying lawful presence in the United States. I did not include that in the board materials. I just ran out of time. CE broker implementation, that I still have no update on that. And that's all for me.
Okay. All right. Obviously, future agenda items, aside from our open board member position, obviously, we've already discussed the dry needling information. Does anybody else have anything else to add for the future agenda items?
No.
Okay. I will do a call to the public. If you so desire to say something, please keep it within 3 to 5 minutes if you would. All right, no public wants to speak.
But Mr. Chair, maybe we should give them a few seconds to unmute if they choose to.
Oh, okay. Anybody on the meeting from the public who would like to talk, please do so now.
Okay.
I think that's ample amount of time. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Chuck. I'm to adjourn at, what time is it in Arizona?
10:10.
10:10.
This is Cheryl. I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 10:10 a.m. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Charles Buffman?
Aye.
Jennifer Fadley?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.